Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Bad boys, what you want, what you want, what you gonna do when Sheriff John Brown come for you?
And now, following the man and woman of law enforcement.
A caller from Gates Lane reported that there was a cat under her porch.
On the dangerous streets of Greg Hill's hometown,
an officer informed the recreation department that the kayaks were not locked up at the beach.
This is Stowe 5-0.
Time now for a brief look at some of the terrifying crimes that have either been called in or walked in to my hometown police department over the last week. On Monday, February 11th, at 9:19 a.m., a caller from Kettle Plain Road reported that a sick raccoon had been in his yard for 2 days.
Well, yeah, if that guy's out there, you got to move it out. Rabies, man.
Rabid.
A lot of sick animal things in the... I'm not going to read all of them, but I don't know what's going on.
Don't have much else going on.
I don't know if it's like some kind of radiation thing or if there's some kind of old uranium or plutonium storage facility out in the old Fort Devens annex or whatever. But at 4:03 p.m., a caller from Hillcrest Avenue reported that a squirrel was stuck in the bird feeder.
A damn squirrel.
Very important. I believe four squad cars responded.
Oh, I didn't even know you had four.
Yeah, well, we had some extra money.
Oh, nice.
On Tuesday, February 12th at 9:40 a.m., a caller from Great Road near Center School reported that two mangy-looking foxes were in her yard.
Oh.
Ew.
Oh.
Hey, kid.
Hi.
I've been with a couple mangy-looking foxes.
Yeah, Newport.
From the North Shore. Newport and the North Shore, kid. At 10:55 a.m., multiple callers from Global Fitness reported that a woman fell off a treadmill.
Oh, and you guys didn't get it on video?
Oh,
I hope she's okay.
Those are the worst.
Yeah.
Those are the worst.
Face plant.
Is it possible it was a man that was screaming like a woman,
maybe,
asking for a friend?
Maybe. On Thursday, February 14th, at 11:12 p.m., a caller from Great Road reported that his neighbor was clearing his driveway with a backhoe.
Oh, all right. Well, you can't do that at 11 o'clock on a Thursday.
Is that the problem? Is that a noise?
It's a weeknight? 11 o'clock on a weeknight?
All right. Yeah, too late.
Can we talk about, obviously not now because it's a segment, we're up against the clock, but at some point can we talk about like time snow clearing etiquette? Because I think it's a very interesting debate for people.
I can't do old people talk.
We'll do it at 8:30. On Friday, February 15th at 9:04 p.m., a caller from Johnston Way reported that her upstairs neighbor had wires hanging out of a window.
Oh?
Yes. The police responded and said that is the type of thing that one would report to the apartment management.
Exactly.
Not
yeah.
law enforcement.
Yeah. Small little neighbor on neighbor argument.
Wires out of a window.
Oh, yeah.
Not an emergency.
Right.
Not an emergency. On Saturday, February 16th at 10:36 a.m., a caller requested assistance with identifying animal tracks.
Oh, okay.
If no one was able to respond, she would call her hunter.
Her hunter? Is that code?
Who is her hunter?
Right?
What is going... It's Bigfoot. Sasquatch.
Seriously. Can't you go on the internet?
What does that mean, her hunter?
This lady doesn't have a computer.
I mean, saber-tooth tiger tracks. Yeah.
I'm just saying, yeah. All right. Well, that's a quick look at the dangerous streets that I'm on every day in Stowe, Massachusetts. Stowe 5-0, courtesy of the Stowe Independent newspaper and the man and woman of Stowe Law Enforcement at the Stowe PD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.